Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Wildly Inspired. This episode is episode number 8. And on this episode, we're going to talk about, the opinions of other people and how they affect us. Kind of piggybacking off of our last episode about mental health and wellness, we wanted to just kind of chat a little bit about the opinions of other people, the effect it has on us, why we care about it so much, you know, and kind of just have a discussion on that. We're pretty excited to always have chats on our podcast and just coming up with new ideas, and hope this is another one that impacts some people, and hopefully it's another good listen for everybody out there. And we appreciate everybody who's been supporting us thus far. It's always crazy to see some of the people from around the world and places that you're kind of shocked to see we're downloading our podcast and things like that. So shout out to everybody that keeps on listening to us. I just wanted to make sure that we send out our appreciation to you guys, and thank you for tuning in, for everybody that is. Let's get this episode started, and I'm going to pass it off to Taylor to, give his share on what he thinks about this topic, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think the topic is great, and it definitely does serve as a piggyback or a secondary complement, if you will, to our last and latest episode with mental health and overall wellness. And yes, we do appreciate you once again. I do second and third and fourth that mm-hmm. we do appreciate all the listeners. Always want to make sure that you guys are aware of that. And thank you for any subscribers that just keep on listening. We really appreciate you. And it's always fulfilling and encouraging and thrilling, and just gives us, just fills our cup when we see that, because we see all the analytics and we can monitor that. So it's very, very exciting for us. So thank you once again. Absolutely. And Happy New Year on top of that. Happy New Year. I hope you're putting your best foot and your best mindset forward into this year and trying to forget 2020 and taking some lessons from that year. You know, most people will, as we're talking about in this episode, on a little bit of negativity and the effects of it through our life and our mindset, our behavior, the way it makes us feel, think, talk, act, all that type of stuff mm-hmm. is, we just point the finger, right? We put the blame on other things, other people, but wow, to put it all on one year and to feel like you wasted a year is, well, that's on you, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It really is. And anyways, I just really hope you move past that and grab some stronger mindset and stability in your life and your actions, and you just take on this year. So yeah, I think this is a great topic. This is something that hinders everyone at many stages in life, even successful people. They feel the effects of, people's opinions and shoulda, coulda, woulda, and my parents think this, and family members and close friends think this, and what are people going to think? There's so many avenues you can go down, and it really just starts from, and I know you would agree, Steve, is the story that we create in our heads.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. The story that we create in our heads, and it's just the overall influence of being judged by others, right? And how it creates resistance in our personal lives. And, a large portion of our happiness, seems to be in the false security and dependence of other people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right? But we have to understand that we are always 100% responsible and accountable to our own thoughts and the way we feel, because they do dictate, as we've talked about before, our behavior and our actions.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, this is very important.
Why do you think we care about the opinions of other people so much? This topic, and honestly, I was listening to another podcast and they brought up a really good point, and I think this is where we're going with a lot of our podcast episodes and stuff, is that we want to talk about things that are stuff on our mind that maybe we can, through talking and sharing, we can learn some things with topics like this as well. And I mean, for me, I just always wonder, why is it? Where does it come from? Like, where's the root of us caring so much about what somebody else thinks about us? Like, it's not like we're born and maybe it's at such a young age. Like, I don't know the real science or anything like that, or any studies that come from why we start caring about people's opinions so much. But I always wonder, like, it seems like when you're, a pretty young kid, you don't care too much about, like, you're 5 or 6 years old. You're not too crazy worried about what other people think. You're just learning, you know, like I have two little nephews right now, for instance. They're turning 3 in March and they don't really dictate their actions and stuff like that on what other people think. So to me, it's like, where does it come from and why is it that it becomes such a huge thing in our lives? And maybe, you know, what's the root cause of it? And that's kind of why I thought about having this discussion and talking about this topic, is because, you know, I think that people in general are just so consumed by what other people think. And, you know, maybe us learning to understand it a little bit more, or maybe just even talking about it as well, just will help some people out there, because I think people just fear objections and fear rejection and are always thinking about what other people think, and from what we say to wanting to fit in to what we're wearing and all that stuff. So to me, it's like, where the heck does that even come from?
If you're asking me specifically, I mean, it's never just one source.
No.
It's never just one thing, one entity. It, in my mind, in my opinion, and science, some science and psychologists, there's a word of the day.
Yeah, spell that one, buddy.
Holy smoke. it definitely does stem from a stage of childhood. And I would say family as well, like our parents.
Yeah.
And also a little bit of E&D, which I like to call exposure and development, is, yeah, when you're born, it's a clean slate.
Very clean.
Yeah. Right. It's, you don't know nothing. You're just a baby. It's nothing innate. You're not born with anything.
Yeah. Certainly it's something you learn along the way, and it's unhealthy for the most part.
So I think it's definitely a stage of childhood, which it, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, whatever that comes from, whatever stage it really becomes more apparent and dominant. But yeah. And then family, right? Because there's such a heavy influence throughout our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes when they do pass away and we're at a later stage in life, we still are influenced by, you know, the way our parents, you know, taught us and showed us things and philosophies and values and morals. Mm-hmm. So depending on one thing, I think we're doing a disservice to ourselves and people out there. But
yeah,
I mean, let's just say we tracked it down and we narrowed it down to one thing. I mean, Would it be any better? I don't know. I don't want to play that game. It's hard to say. I mean, and then it comes down to, you know, your circle of influence that we've talked about in the past, on past episodes. And I think today, which is super, what is very dominant is technology and more so social media,
very much
and stuff
so, yeah.
like that, right? Then you get, because you can see, that's where the attention is. You see, you know, more or less, you know, the role models or different models of how you should be, how you should dress, like all these things. Marketing, advertising has played a huge role,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the mindset of it all, in our, you know, cognitive, you know, abilities or disabilities for that matter. But yeah, where it stems from is pretty fascinating. But I think it is always something to look into, unfortunately, someone's past. It's a deep dive, and it does come from some form of, you know, of your childhood.
I think so. I mean, it seems to just drastically affect people's life. And I could be wrong, but probably one of the number one reasons why people don't, do certain things in their lives or try to achieve maybe different things or
live out their potential.
Yeah, right? Live out their potential or anything that falls into that category, because a lot of doing things different or trying to, you know, reach for the stars, let's say, comes from you having to think outside the box or do something differently than other people, do something that nobody else is doing. Like, think about every entrepreneur, every business owner and stuff like that. Most of them were there was so much resistance and so much negative opinions from other people. And then ultimately, I guess they just didn't maybe give a crap about it and kind of just powered through it anyways. But I think the vast majority of people aren't able to do that. And it's kind of unfortunate that the opinions of other people is something that negatively affects us so much. And I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's necessarily a stem from it, but if you really think about some of the negative impacts it has on people's lives, it's pretty substantial. And I don't know if you wrote this down in your little notes, but I remember it was you that told me once that you looked up and, you know, speaking in public, for instance, is something that people fear more than death itself.
Yeah. It's one of, if not the top fear, out there in the world. It's like the top fear.
And so what is it? And I guess, why is it that people would fear being in public? What's the number one reason that you'd be fearing that so substantially?
Judgment from other people, and then judgment of, you know, not even judgment of failure, but, you know, the opinion and the feeling of fear.
Yeah.
Right. It's just so strong. And it's so embedded in us, unfortunately, that, yeah, that is the case.
Yeah. I mean, and if that's on average somebody's number one fear, that tells you that the judgment and thoughts of other people, the opinions of other people, is obviously something that drastically affects all of our communities, and the vast majority of people that are out there. For you, do you think that that has been something that has impacted your life in a negative way? The opinions of other people and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we should all be vulnerable enough and just straightforward and transparent that, yeah, I mean, we should all say yes. If someone said no, I'd call BS on that all day long. But it's not about them. It's about, I mean, I guess me answering this question right now.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. Different stages. Me too. I mean, even currently, maybe even if I really look back and cared enough to look back and you know, reflect on when the last time was, I'm sure it was the last couple months. There's probably an incident, right? Even close friends like you and I, like we can, you know, that can run through our thought process, whether Absolutely. We really care or not. But, you know, so many thoughts a day, right? 60, 70,000 plus a day, you know, those thoughts will come in, they'll creep in, right? But it's how you deal with them. So yeah, no, I absolutely.
Well, would you
never deny that.
Would you agree that maybe people get addicted to what other people think, and it actually becomes a form of addiction almost?
Ooh, that's strong.
I guess here's why I asked that question is, you know, if almost everything that you do on a daily basis at any point, and especially if it's daily, right? Any addiction refers to, in my opinion, something that is a daily either thought or action or something that you're doing on a daily basis that doesn't serve you. Like, I think the difference to me between an addiction and maybe like an obsession is an obsession can serve you in a positive way and an addiction serves you in a negative way. Mm. So if you're obsessing or thinking about all the time something that doesn't serve you, to me, it's an addiction. Or if it's a substance or something that you're doing, like, I mean, food and, you know, obviously drugs, alcohol, that kind of stuff is a form of an addiction. But also our thought patterns can be a form of addiction. You know, if every day you wake up in the morning, you get dressed, you're going to go to work, or you're going to do anything, and you're thinking about what other people are thinking about you, that to me can sometimes be a form of addiction. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I definitely agree to an extent. I hope not, that nobody's really like, that's their, you know, a form of addiction or something that they feed off. Cause that it's just, wow, it's just not healthy. It's just not healthy, whether even positive or negative, really. You know, living on the dependence of other people's opinions. I mean, that's just, yeah, I almost pray for those people.
Well, I guess, but in a way, like when we talked about mental health in our last episode, and we didn't really talk about it this way, but when I thought about the opinions and stuff of other people, how, in a way, like besides the chemical imbalances and stuff that we talked about, but how can there really be any form in a lot of ways of some of these mental illnesses if it wasn't for the constant thought process of being judged and unaccepted? You know, when you think about, you know, when you think about a, what am I saying here? When you think about the opinions of other people, it leads to the knots. And what I mean by that is it means that when you start thinking, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, anything that leads to a knot is actually based on the opinion of somebody else. And that's something where people function in that world on a daily basis. You know, how can you have depression if you're not worried about what other people think about you, for instance? in a lot of ways. I mean, you, somebody passes away and you're depressed because you can't have them. But, you know, there's always a lot of different parts to the equation. But I always think that a lot of things, I mean, you can be depressed because you're not where you are in life. And I'm not saying that it's completely based on the opinions of others, but certainly when you're upset in life in general, I think a lot of times it has to do with the opinions of other people, because if you didn't give a crap about what anybody thought, I feel like most people would be a lot happier, right? Because you're worried about, you know, whether it's your own loved ones and with the other side of the, like, you're worried about what strangers think all the time, but then it's almost like the more you care about somebody too, the more you also care about what their thoughts and opinions are. And that's why, you know, when we talk about from the business standpoint a little bit as well, sometimes the biggest thing that takes people out of the game is because they don't have the support of their friends and their loved ones. So you care so much about, you know, what other people think that you and people that are close to you, that you're like, I'm not going to do this business, or I'm not going to try to change my career, or I'm not going to do something different because all these people are giving me all this negative feedback, even though I want to do it so much. So then you change your entire action and thought process based on what other people think.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot there. But would you also agree though, that it filters down, you know, kind of bottom line, that we are all individually responsible and accountable for our own, you know, feelings of that thought?
Oh, of course.
You know, what we do with other people's opinions, whether it's someone close to us, circle of influence, friends, family, coworkers.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, right? You know, a lot of people think that, oh, it's me against the world. Right. And
yeah.
I mean, whatever the opinions are that are projected on you or actually not projected on you, and you just think that, I mean, you're responsible for that.
Of course.
And if you want that to internalize, which they do, and then project onto yourself and other people in a negative way, well, I mean, it just goes back to, and I strongly agree with this, and it's just a fact,
yeah,
at the end of the day, that's on you. Like, you are in control, right? Because when you don't, you know, when it's the reverse, or you think the reverse, it's, you know, when other people's opinions are more important than your own, you live life on their terms.
100%.
So we cannot allow the negativity to have power over us. You know, keep in mind, most of the time, the negativity, the smack talk, the degrading and so forth from other people is a direct reflection to their own insecurities
100%.
That they project onto you in order to make them feel better and superior.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've met many people in my life that's later on I discovered that. And came to terms
me
of,
too.
Oh, that's what that is.
Well, very so recently, I agree with, you know, that. Yeah, so. The projection other people put on you. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, 100%.
But just recently, you were going to say?
Well, just recently in general, like, I never thought about, like, when somebody has, you know, something negative or something bad to say about the majority of other people. Like, if you think bad things about other people all the time, that probably tells you you're a pretty negative person, or that you don't have a lot of empathy or a lot of understanding in your life. So this is something I read recently, and it kind of ties into people's opinions and stuff like that. But for the most part, the person that you see in public is just like a character that they're playing. It's not the real them. So sometimes the projection they put onto you is actually this character that they're playing and isn't the true individual. Because most people, I think the term in a sense could be, most people when they're out in public wear a mask and you never really see the real them. So the opinions and the objections that you're scared of, or the judgment that you're scared of, and all that other stuff, you're getting it from an individual that's wearing a mask anyways. And so, like, that was something I read really recently that was really powerful. Is like, yeah, when people leave their house, they're putting, for the, like, in general, they're putting the best version of themselves that they think is the best version of themselves out on the playing field. So you never actually see the person that, you know, is in the practice arena, if you want to look at it that way.
Behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes. So that was something that was very interesting for me to read about, was that, you know, like, people, you're never actually getting the opinion. And projection is huge too. Like, I'm glad you touched on that, because typically what you think about other people is a projection of yourself. So like if I genuinely think good things about other people and I'm genuinely, you know, see the best in other people, that's a projection of my own internal balance, that I'm happy and content with myself. Because if I'm an unhappy person every day, then I'm looking for reasons to be unhappy and I'm projecting it onto other people. That you know,
everyone's an idiot. Everyone's stupid.
Yeah.
You know,
because you think you're
dumb and whatever. Yeah. And when you really peel it back and look at yourself, I mean, is that how you talk to yourself?
Yeah.
Right. Is that how you foster yourself? Right. We've kind of repeated a few things like this and more along the same kind of concepts and thought processes, to put simply, you know, in different episodes. But it's so important to keep, you know, bringing up to a degree, because it's so easy to fall back in that vicious cycle of all this negativity, this self-talk, this, you know, and how do you deal with it, right? So,
well, we brought up when we first did our intro for this podcast, and the reason why maybe we sometimes repeat ourselves is that, and I touched on in this episode, is that this podcast is all about our growth and our journey and our stuff too. So sometimes the stuff that we want to talk about, or maybe some of the things that are on our mind, because I think I'd be lying personally if I said that, you know, the opinions of other people, or maybe even like the fear of rejection when it comes to your business ideas or things like that, isn't something that affects me in a negative way. I think sometimes when we repeat ourselves or we talk about certain things, it's because they're also things that we are telling ourselves, or the things that we need to hear ourselves sometimes too. You know, if we really touch on, you know, really dial back the opinions of other people, like think about it from, I was thinking about it this way, and, you know, to get on a little bit of a different course, but when people get dressed every day, for instance, and you leave the house, are you thinking about what you think about and you're comfortable in your own skin with what you're wearing? Or are you thinking about what the world thinks about you when you leave that door?
And what they want.
And what they want right?
You to wear.
Way you're, the way your hair is being done, you know, for the girls, or I guess guys. I mean, you're a pretty suave guy that likes to have his hair all freaking perfect all the time and shit, you know. But I guess I could touch on the hair thing. When I was 23 years old, man, and had to shave my head because I was thinning out so bad, that was a tough time for me. But why was it a tough time? Because it was the thoughts and opinions of all the other people. Being 23 years old and having to shave my head, it was me not being comfortable with that at 23, and me being so worried about what other people thought. Like I'm a bald guy and I'm 23 years old. Like that sucks. And so you're worried about what everybody else is thinking about you, not like you being comfortable. I think like something we can maybe touch on too is just like when you're thinking about what other people are thinking about so much and about their opinion of you, it kind of goes back to your own self-worth a little bit and how you view yourself. Because almost like if you have a lot of these insecurities and things like that, that's when maybe the opinions of other people really stand out so much to you, because you think those, it's almost like you're subconsciously validating a lot of those internal shitty thoughts that you have about yourself. Like it's like, I'm not that smart, right? So then you're every time you talk to somebody, it's like, oh, that person's smarter than me. That person's, oh, they're so much smarter. Or like, that person's more pretty than I am, or that person's more handsome than I am. And like, you're almost validating those negative thoughts and emotions almost. When I feel like when you're worrying so much about what other people think. What do you think? Do you agree with that kind of
thought
process?
Yeah, I do. And it's hard not to agree with it. It's once again, it's a packed punch, and there's a lot to it. And it's a burden on people on the daily. Mm-hmm. And it's just sad, because one of the biggest regrets, you know, when someone's on their way out on their journey through life and they're basically dying, is, you know, something along the lines of like, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Mm-hmm. And it's just so true and so powerful. And we really need to remember that, I believe, and carry that through our life and on to other people. And that, it's really up to us. But you said a lot of good things, man. And how do you feel now? I mean, you know, 12 years later, how do you feel now? Are you more obviously self accepted? Do you accept that more? You've lived with the no hair thing, for an example.
I don't mind being bald anymore, but
whatever, right?
You know, I started to live in the process of I'd rather be bald than balding. I guess you could say. So for me, more now, it's like making sure my head's always shaved and I'm not growing a cul-de-sac or something like that. Cause that's just, I don't care what age you are. You could be 75 years old. And when you have a cul-de-sac, it looks freaking ridiculous to me. You know, that's just my opinion. I hope that's not offensive to anybody, but it's like shave that shit off and quit holding on to the scraps.
We just lost like 20 subscribers
now. Yeah. Bye-bye. No, I mean, so yeah, it's not so much of a worry as much right now, but I think we all, you know, when we think about self-image and stuff like that, when we're not comfortable in our own skin, you know, I experienced that with, you know, having to shave my head at such a young age. But I think that's probably the number one thought or the number one thing also that really affects people is like, you know, the beauty part of the equation and what you look like, you know, like you're some women are, for instance, are absolutely gorgeous, but in their mind, they're 20 pounds overweight, but you know, in
or their nose is funny and this is off and Botox this, and it's just a lot. And
yeah,
it's not to, you know, directly pick on females or any us sexism guys. Oh, guys have similar thoughts as well.
We just
deal with it differently.
Well, but we're only finally getting to a generation where guys are allowed to have feelings. So
apparently,
you know, 30 years ago, if you're like, you know, if you've maybe talked about some of these things, like I don't look handsome, I'm upset about it. You know, people like girl the fuck up, right?
Yeah. Really good looking guys. Yeah. Really good looking guys out there. You know, we'll be vocal about that.
Now we're going to have to explicit check mark this sucker.
Again. Cancel that out. Yeah. Restart.
Well, I mean, I can personally say as well, I mean, I've always thought about or had, you know, self-image type of
disturbances.
Mental block, like have shaving your head. Like, you know, realistically, like I'd love to be, you know, a 200 pound, you know, beast of a man, but that's just not my reality as well. Some
Jason Momoa crap.
Yeah, you know, sometimes whatever, you see a guy that's jacked and you're like, I wish I was jacked. You know, it's not like I'm out of shape or anything, but I'm like, man, for me to weigh 200 pounds would be like, that seems impossible unless I'm going to get roided up and stuff. I've worked out my whole life. I'm physical my whole life, but you know, like, so sometimes, yeah, I mean, it's always that comparison, I think, is the huge thing with opinions too. Like you compare yourself and it's not even that they're saying anything to you, but you almost form that like judgment in your own head. And like, and then you start thinking about what other people think about when you look at other people or compare yourself to the famous people in the world and things like, I think there's just so much to the opinion part of the equation, you know, like the opinion even that you have with yourself. Is I think that whole self-worth and self-image thing is, I think that's where a lot of it comes from, is that you just don't love yourself enough. Like nobody gives a shit, in my opinion, what anybody else thinks when they completely love who they are as a human being. Because then nobody else's opinion, thought process, or anything can break you, because you're just like, you love yourself, like you feel like you're awesome. Like then who cares? Like if you think you're awesome, somebody's like, dude, I don't think you're awesome. You're like, okay, all right.
And then?
Yeah. You're like, it doesn't faze you. Like you don't give a shit. And I think that, I mean, and to me, that's one of the biggest things, like I think you could really focus on in school system. Like our school systems, not to get down this rabbit hole, but they don't teach people shit from a financial standpoint or, you know, like you think about, what about a class that just taught people to love themselves a little bit more and self-image and self-awareness and opinions of other people and self-respect and
self-worth,
you know, like people, they always feel like they're doing so much in the world, but they're really not. I mean, who the fuck cares about social studies? Like, you know, Alexander the Great doesn't mean shit to me in 2020. It doesn't matter that person even existed on the globe or on this planet at this point anymore. It's cool to know about. That's awesome. But like, is that really a life skill that you can use going forward? Like, when are you ever going to need to know that Alexander the Great existed or this leader or this queen or this king or this anything? Unless you really want to know about the history of governments and all that kind of shit. On your own terms, that's cool. But being forced in the curriculum to learn stuff like that, I could go on a tangent.
Oh, I know. We're getting off track, brother.
Well, no, but I guess I wish people would be able to learn, because I think it comes down to a lot of self-worth sometimes with the opinions that you're always thinking about other people. And it really comes down to, you're almost projecting the opinions of other people onto yourself in a sense, because you're worried about what other people think about, because you don't think enough good things about yourself. And that's a real problem, obviously.
It is a huge problem. And yeah, if there's more self-love, self-worth, self-esteem, you know, solutions out there and strategies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are, we got to get out of our way to look for them. Then yeah, the world would be even 1% better, let's just say. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings and quotes or whatever you want to, perspectives, whatever you want to call it, throughout the last couple of years that I've adopted is, you know, the best weight you will ever lose is the weight of other people's opinions, right? Oof, because they yeah. carry a burden and they hinder our success, plain and simple.
Yeah, 100%.
So if we can lose that weight and just, yeah, lean into that self-love and why we love ourselves and why mm-hmm. we should, and, you know, the goodness or the greatness that we have, the blessings, the, you know, all that. Because here's the thing, you guys, you might think you have it bad, but there's always someone that has it worse, right? Yeah. And you never know who's like, man, I wish I was a little bit more like Taylor. I wish I had this from Steve's life. You know, you don't know who's thinking that, and it really doesn't matter, but mm-hmm. there's people out there that would trade certain things if they could with your life. It's about
perspective, absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not necessarily that should make you ultimately more happier, but that's just a perspective thing, something to acknowledge. And yeah, so it can always be worse, right? It can always be worse. If you wanted to get better, like we've said before, that's on you. Like you gotta get out of your own way. You know, there's a component of self-pity and, mm-hmm. you know, living in that emotion of, you know, the woe is me, but you're just wasting precious time. Mm-hmm. And we all have one life. So just take advantage, you know, take responsibility. And this all really just comes from the self, right? It really does. And if you dive into it more, it becomes so simple, it seems like, right? And yeah, and this is a part of the issue that so many people have with just overvaluing other people's opinions. So.
Well, it's a great, you know, just a great quote that I wrote down, but it's, you know, you care about what other people think and you will always be their prisoner.
Yeah, slave.
So, like, do you want to control the actions in your life, or do you want other people to control those actions? Is really what it comes down to. So, when you get, like, you touched on it, and it's funny because I was talking about my mom about this actually yesterday, talking about this podcast, and I was like, you know, mom, you know, like the biggest thing that a lot of people get to the end of their days, you know, they're 85 and they're in the hospital and they're about to die, and regret ends up being one of their number one things they think about. They start looking at all the things they didn't do. And then they start realizing sometimes that the reason why they didn't do the things they didn't do was because they were always worried about what other people thought. So they, in a way, for the vast majority of their life, they made decisions in their life based on what other people think and not what they think. So you ultimately allow other people to dictate and control the type of life that you end up living. So a lot of times when you want to change your life, or you got to change your lifestyle, but also you have to change sometimes what you think about what other people are thinking about and just worry about what you think about. Like, get perfectly aligned with what your passions and values and your beliefs are and be confident in those. And especially make sure that none of those things that you're obviously passionate and have a vision on can hurt any other human being. Like
ethically and morally, come on. Yeah.
Get in touch with yourself. And then at that point, what does it matter what anybody else thinks if that's something that you want to do, right? And you're like, you love, it'd be no different. Like, you love and you want to be a biologist, and you have everybody in your life tell you that that's a stupid idea.
There's no money in that.
Or right, nobody does that. How are you going to do that living in Alberta? You're not even anywhere near a place that does a lot of that kind of stuff or whatever. You know, that's more of a career in Europe. Okay. So then you don't do it. And then you get to be 85 and you're dying. Like, man, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have been that biologist I wanted to be. I'm just using biologist obviously as a stupid example in a sense, but it's always those things. Like, you can probably play back all these different times in your life. Like, I wish I would have just took this opportunity, or hell, maybe could even been like, chose to be with this friend more, or dated this person, or, you know, moved to this country or whatever, chase whatever opportunities, and then you just don't do it. And that's the thing. That's the prison. That's the prison, is like you're completely bound by what other people think and you don't do things based on those things. I mean, parents, like you touched on the parents. I mean, that can be a huge component, because a lot of kids, they go to school, for instance, they go to university, their dad's a lawyer, so dad wants them to be a lawyer, so they go to school to be a lawyer. It's like, I'm sorry, in a way, like, it's cool that your dad wants you to do that, but it's like, fuck what dad thinks once you're 18.
Well, what do you want?
Like, what the hell do you want to do?
What do you want, right?
Like, within reason, again, with the if you have your values and your morals and your passions, why not follow your passions? And shame on, I guess, any parents or loved ones or anything like that that would be negative or unsupportive for somebody following their passions. Because when somebody truly follows their passions, I think that's, you know, a real key to happiness in life as well, right? Like, it's people can become wealthy and successful and rich with doing anything that they want to do. I mean, you know, so yeah, it's crazy.
Powerful.
It's just crazy when you think about it, right? But, you know, this isn't something truthfully that I think that I really ever thought about much until I really started looking into, you know, personal development and becoming a better version of myself and understanding some of these things. And you start getting involved in certain communities and hanging around with certain people and reading certain books and listening to certain podcasts and you know, listening to certain people that are in a place that you want to get to. And you start listening to, you know, their thoughts and the things they struggled with and the things they had to deal with, but how they had to persevere and all that kind of stuff. And you start really diving into a lot of these types of discussions and these types of topics and understanding that, like, I never really looked at it that way. I never really realized that I made a lot of my decisions not based on the decisions that I wanted to make, but based on the decisions that my mom wanted me to make or my dad wanted me to make. Or I didn't go do this because I didn't want my friends to judge me, or I didn't, you know what, or even just being strangers, like, I didn't want to stand on that giant stage. You know, I quit that company because I knew at some point that I'd have to stand on a stage in front of a couple hundred people, and I would never want to do that. You know, they're going to want to know my story, and there's no way I could ever stand in front of that many people. So I'm never doing it. I'm going to quit. You know, it'd be no different than like the sports athlete that never wants to play on TV and be like, I could never be on TV being in that kind of limelight. I'm going to quit and not follow my dreams. Or, you know, I don't want to be a rock star because I don't want to be performing in front of 20,000 people. If you want to go to some of the common things that people really chase, you know, it's like that rock star dream, that, you know, the athlete dream. And then you decide that you're not going to do it because you don't want to be on the big stage, or, you know, and even like, I think about sports too, in a sense, because like, I used to always be worried about what other people thought when I was playing sports, even like, performing and wanting to be the best player on the team or whatever. And you're always worried about what other people thought, or, you know, other people watching. And it did mess with your mind a little bit about how, you know, it's tough to block out everybody or block out those voices, you know, wouldn't you agree?
It is. It's a lot of noise to deal with, but, you know, the best noise to deal with is just yourself and how you assess it and reflect on it and how you catch those thoughts and how you deal with it and go about your life. And just always think about how great it would feel and will feel when you go through that mm-hmm. noise, when you go through that wall, and, you know, you accomplish this and you deflect, in a way, to use as a word, deflect those opinions from other people. Because at the end of the day, they don't care. Like, people don't remember necessarily their own opinions sometimes. Like, oh, I didn't know I said that to you, or I didn't know that, you know, what I said or what I thought made you feel this way.
Well, it's because it's in the moment, right? Yeah. It's not like they're writing it down and be like, ah, man, I remember in 2018, I told Taylor that was a stupid idea, you know, right? Like, you're never going
to
remember.
Yeah. My mind always goes back to school because it's just so dominant in our life.
Well,
like,
I think that's where
remember that project you did, and you had to stand up. Like, almost nobody was good at standing up and, like, you know, mm-hmm. doing the presentations and stuff. And you always worried, and you can tell when people were nervous.
Oh,
and
God,
the legs were shaking yeah. and you're like stumbling and you're doing weird things. Yeah. And, you know, I always got feedback, whether negative or positive, from people, whether you ask for it or not. And, you know, what is the teacher going to think? And my friends, all my peers are looking at me, and it's just like, do you remember, like, even the listeners, think about it. Like, when's the last time you had to do a presentation? or you had to be in front of people where it was like all eyes on you. Like, mm-hmm. do you remember how you felt? And do you remember how you felt after? And how do you feel now about it? Right. You probably don't care. You probably don't remember. No matter the time frame, recent or, you know, years ago, it just doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. And it's just time to get rid of those thoughts and those that fear-based kind of mentality around opinions and how they affect us, because they mm-hmm. just don't serve us. They don't No. serve you. They never will. They never have. You know, there's constructive criticism. Sure, that's more, you know, beneficial when it's coming from a good place. But mm-hmm. I mean, man, just toss that stuff away like some dirty laundry. Right. Like, you know, one of my, I want to share this too. One of my favorite analogies on this perspective and topic, it's actually, you can find it on one of my videos, on my IG, my Instagram, Taylor Pasichnik is what it is, but this is imagine your
body. They can't spell your last name.
Yeah, that's right. They can't even spell it. Yeah. Is imagine your body and mind is a house. Okay, it is your home. These parts, both physical and mental, are your real estate. Ask yourself, who would you invite in your home and why? How long would you let them stay there? And if so, would you allow them to stay over consistently or periodically where it can become more permanent? Mm-hmm. Many answers and underlying issues can be solved by simply assessing this perspective and questioning what type of person has the respect to be in your home. Right. Right. So if all these opinions are in your home, right, yeah. which is your real estate, how long would you want them to be there for? Right. Are they welcome? Do they serve you? Do they benefit you? Is there an advantage to holding on to them? Or is it just a hard no? And it is negative, and it is making you, you know, kind of complacent in a way and negative, depressive, whatever. And it's really just depleting your whole life and mm-hmm. in your potential, because that's not what you want, right? Everybody out there knows something of value and knows something that somebody else doesn't, and can always bring something to the table. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that. That's what makes, you know, our human race so unique, I suppose. But mm-hmm. I love that. I love that analogy. I love that perspective. I got that. I adopted that from, long story short story long, from an individual who's an MMA fighter. I won't go into the details because it doesn't matter. But an MMA fighter within the last 12 months was ridiculing and just going on a rant about LeBron James, which is, you know, a basketball player in the NBA for those of you that are living under a rock. Mm-hmm. And it was just all this hate. And I was like, wow. You know, the one guy he's never even met, LeBron James, is just, he's allowing these thoughts to just live in his real estate, in his home, in his brain, in his thoughts on a daily basis. And they don't even know each other. And it's just hate. It's just hate derived. And it was a very poor mentality. Yeah, it was bad.
I never came across that.
Yeah. And he was like he had like two girls beside him, like in bikinis, like two good looking girls in bikinis. Mm-hmm. And he was just going on a rant. It was like, he was in like Venice Beach, it looked like, weird. Like behind. But anyways, doesn't matter. It was just, I thought it was very, I kind of, in a way, ironic and comical mm-hmm. that, you know, you can allow someone to affect you that much, okay. so much hatred, right? So,
well, yeah, especially to that type of magnitude, that type of negativity where you're like cussing out a stranger. Like, how does it affect you that much?
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know, when I was thinking about, you know, the whole talking in front of people thing, and maybe I don't know if this will help anybody, but this is just something that I've thought about sometimes to try to help me when it comes to when it comes to talking in front of a wide group of people. You're talking about the presentation, but whether you're standing in front of them talking or you're sitting down in your chair, not in front of all those people, they're going to think the same damn thing about you anyways. So why is it that you're just, what you consider in your comfortable place, you're not as concerned about what somebody else thinks, that person in the room, that person sitting beside you, whatever it is, but then you go stand in front of them and now it fucks with you. They're still going to think the same thing whether you're standing in front of them or not. Like, it's not like you get in front of them and they have a all of a sudden they they have this respect for you that's no longer there because you said some word they didn't like. That disrespect was there already. You know, in a way, it's almost like public speaking. If you get any kind of real negative feedback from somebody, it can almost be like, okay, well, I can confirm that you aren't my friend, right? Like, I don't know. It's just, I've always tried to, anytime I've had to get up and talk in front of somebody or talk in front of a group, I'm like, you know, it is nerve wracking, and you start sweating and you're nervous, and you're like, but when you really start thinking about it, the people are going to have that opinion or thought process when it comes to you, whether you're talking in front of them or not. So like, but you put all this pressure on you though, right? And I that's just something I've used to try to help me a little bit, is like, whether I'm talking in front of these 20 people or I'm not, they're still going to think the same damn thing. So why let it affect me in such a negative way like that?
And live through it twice.
Yeah. Way,
right? We've kind of touched on that before.
Why live through it twice?
Why live through it twice? And it goes back to the story that we tell ourselves. And, you know, I obviously, me personally, I'd rather know that, you know, someone thinks something like that and it's just outright, because then it's like, okay, you know, kind of like a goodbye. Like, I'm not, you know, you're not in my circle anymore. I don't need you. This doesn't serve me. I'm better without it and without you. Mm-hmm. And then we can go on. But then rather than constantly or, you know, frequently, whatever, be around that person. But yeah, it's a lot. Like, it's kind of a heavy topic still in a way, but because we all deal with it and we're all human, we all go through these issues. But, you know, we just have to learn to love ourselves, right? And not live in the comparison of what other people have, you know, what they do, what they're capable of, and where they are at in life. You know, I know one of, you know, both of us, I know you can agree to this, one of our favorite, you know, sayings and perspectives is, you know, always remember that never compare yourself or your chapter one or two to someone else's, like, chapter 10 or whatever.
Chapter 50, chapter,
right?
Chapter
whatever, right?
Well, if you perfectly align, and that really is like, if you're perfectly aligned in what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish, you know, then it doesn't really matter. It's just, it's almost just, when you don't have your purpose or your vision or what you're really trying to accomplish in life, maybe narrowed down, then maybe that's when you worry about so much about what other people think. That's maybe not completely accurate, but when you just see the people that are so like you could never mess with their mental game, and you know what, even like the famous people or people in the public eye, it doesn't seem like you can ever get them off their game, get them off their image. I mean, if you want to look at the athletes, for instance, like, some people love LeBron James and some people hate the guy. You talked about LeBron James, but does LeBron James let that affect his game or his purpose or what he's trying to accomplish or what he's doing? And not to like say that LeBron James has got some crazy mindset that we don't have, but it's just those examples, right? Like, you're never going to have everybody like you in the world. Never. So why let the people that maybe don't like you affect you so much? I mean, I guess if you're worried about the opinions of your loved ones, obviously your loved ones like you, but at the same time, it also comes from a place of, I don't know, I guess you expect if somebody truly loves you and likes you that they're going to support everything that you do. And you really see, like, the really good support systems that you have will support you in anything that you're doing, even if they think it's stupid. They'll still support you in doing it as long as it's morally and ethically okay, right? Like, if you want to quit this podcast tomorrow and you want to go chase some other thing, then it's like, all the power to you, brother. I love you, man. Good luck. You know, and that's the support systems you need around you. And I don't care if it's your mom. Just because they gave birth to you doesn't mean they're great people. That's a sad reality and sometimes the hard thing to realize, but sometimes you maybe don't need to be around your brother or your auntie or your mom or your best childhood friend. Maybe your best childhood friend was your best childhood friend because he or she liked to drink and smoke dope with you and do stupid shit.
Or just simply pick on you, whatever.
Yeah. Right?
And then it doesn't need to be all the other affiliated things, but yeah.
Yeah. You get older and you want to do something different. You don't want to live that kind of life, and then they become a negative, you know, aspect in your life. Well, then you got to kind of, you know, we talked about it in one of our episodes, the power of associations. It's kind of coming into that. But I know that I just know that the opinions of other people and stuff has always kind of affected me my whole life. But I've also came to realize in the last couple of years that, you know, when you, that really has came down to my own self-worth as a person and, you know, the thought patterns that I've had about myself. And that's really, I'm projecting it onto other people. So I know that this was a topic that I wanted to share with people, but also just a topic for me as well, because I think the opinions of other people has always affected me, in a neg, not all, like, it's not like all the choices that I've ever made in my life has been because of somebody else's thought pattern and opinion, but certainly, you know, from, I talked about the bald thing, but thinking about like the clothes that you wear, the way that you talk and just, you know, caring about other people, like caring about so much about one person's opinion when there's 7 billion people in the world and that kind of ruining your day, for instance, or just that opinion of somebody else that maybe changes, maybe just ruins that one day, right? Like you have a bad day at work. It's like, well, why did you have a bad day at work? Well, I had a shitty customer, or this person, this colleague was a jerk to me, or this person said this to me. It's like, well, again, it's like, their opinion, they called you a jerk. Okay, well, do you believe that you're a jerk? Because if you don't, then who gives a shit what that person thinks? Like, if you weren't being a jerk to them, it's something that they're projecting onto you, right? Like, but it's always affected me. Like, I always find that sometimes I've been, you know, I've always let other people affect me more than they should. And it has definitely affected me in my life. So this is a topic that has been really good for me myself, just to have this discussion with you and other people. So I don't know. It's been great for me anyways.
Well, I'm glad we can be therapists together on this.
Well, that's what talking is all about. You know me, I like to talk. So
yeah, that's right. And just, you know, there's so many things that you can tell a person, but it's all, you know, everyone's own individualism and their own life circumstances, that there's not just a universal approach to this necessarily. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of universal principles. Mm-hmm. But you know, to each their own, and you gotta grab and adopt and learn, and you have to really dig deep a little bit if this is something that bothers you. Mm-hmm. And it bothers a lot of people. It affects a lot of people, right? So just what I encourage is just to get connected with your identity of who you are, your morals, right? Your values, your goals, and how you ultimately want to feel on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Right? That's the life you want to live.
Yeah, man.
And it doesn't matter how good looking or not good looking, or I wish I could have, should have, would have, this and that. Like, you can play that game all day, but hey, you have the body and the mind that you have, right? Yeah. It's up to you to do something about it. So take control and live your best life and keep growing. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man. I agree. Well, I think this completes our, our 8th episode of our Wiredly Inspired podcast here. So we appreciate everybody, like we said, that have listened thus far. We appreciate all the support. We look forward to continuing this podcast and having it grow into something that really impacts a lot of other people. So till next time, we'll see you guys again. And thank you for all the support. Bye-bye.